Okay. I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council and note for the voice record that today is December 11th, 2025. That we have a quorum of our council members here. We have our city administrator, our city attorney, and how many people, Lee?
11.
11 members of the public. Thank you very much for all of your attention and being here tonight. I would like to, before we proceed with our business on the agenda, I'd like to take a point of privilege and introduce to y'all our new police precinct commander and his lieutenant, who have given their very valuable time to come tonight and say hello to y'all. So Eric Penn has already been and visited with our staff, and he's here tonight. He wants to speak to you for just a couple of minutes, and then we'll let him escape because I think he probably needs to be elsewhere as well.
You guys can all hear me, right? Good evening. I just wanted to take like 2 minutes because I know that you guys have a lot to stuff to do and introduce myself. My name is Eric Penn. I've been employed with the Gwinnett County Police Department for 27 and a half years, and I'm being appointed to the precinct commander of the West Precinct on December 20th. And I'm enthusiastic and excited about the challenges that I face coming down to the West Precinct. My assignment right now is that I'm the watch commander of the North Precinct, which is located near the Mall of Georgia. What should you expect from me and the officers assigned to the West Precinct moving forward? Well, Chief McClure gives us, he has two expectations for every Gwinnett County police officer. That's to reduce crime and improve community relations in our community, full stop. That's where it starts and that's where it stops. So, I want to continue those efforts where pick up where Major Griffin left off. You should expect from me and the staff that I'm going to be in charge of to reduce crime and improve community relations within the city of Berkeley Lake. Berkeley Lake, I started policing in 1998 and I was assigned to the Central Precinct, which is this area. So it's changed a lot. I haven't been down here for probably 20 years. I touch it every now and then, but I haven't been assigned down here in the last 20 years. So the city of Berkeley Lake is a special place. I look forward to working for you. And my commitment to you, and I'm gonna continue, like I said, where Major Griffin left off. He's done a great job down here. And the last thing that I wanna say is I want you to feel confident with the staff and I that we're going to continue to be attentive to your needs. And lastly, I know and understand what it takes to keep a community safe. I have a proven track record from the city of Buford, the city of Sugar Hill, and the city of Nacua. This place is special. There's not a lot that goes on here. And my last comment is I want to keep it that way for you. That is my promise to you. Is there any questions that I could kind of feel at all?
I just want to thank you. They do a great job for us, y'all. They really, truly do. And we try to support y'all with the back to school things and with the right. Santa Claus outfits that we've gotten all that together. We have some more still to come. So our relationship with your department is excellent, and I'm grateful for it.
No, and I'm grateful for you guys, and I look forward to, like I said, I look forward to working for you. Any questions? I know there's only 11 of you. I'm ready for you. Well, with that being said, that is Lieutenant John Cleland. He is the watch commander of D-Cycle here at West Precinct. I had him tag along with me. So if you don't have anything for me, I'll be at the next meeting. And if there is anything that comes up, yes.
Well, where's your office?
My office is at 6160 Crescent Drive. Probably the easiest landmark for you to understand is Jimmy Carter at 85. That's where all the officers from the West Precinct work out of.
Okay.
Just a quick little something for your G-Wiz file. Right now there's about 15 officers that are working. So we're well staffed. Anything else? Ma'am?
Nope.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you
for
coming.
For allowing me a few minutes to speak. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lieutenant. We appreciate you coming also.
It's a hurdy length. I bet like a hurdy move of a car.
All right.
And probably has.
We will revert to our agenda as it has been presented. Do I hear a motion regarding that?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Scott moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. We have no public hearing on the agenda tonight, but we have a consent agenda with three items: the minutes from the November 20th council meeting, the November 16th work session, and the financial statements from October 2025 unaudited. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda?
I'd like to make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. Under old business, we have the proposed budget that we've talked about before in previous meetings and with the Finance Committee and various other input from around our community. Lee, would you talk to us, please, about that?
Yes, ma'am. O-25-259 is the proposed budget for 2026. This measure, as presented, anticipates no increase in the real property tax millage rate for 2026 over the rollback rate for 2025. The measure is presented for adoption.
Do I hear a motion regarding the proposed budget?
I'd like to make a motion to adopt O-25-259, an ordinance to establish the budget for the year 2026, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes.
Do I hear a second?
I'd like to second the motion.
Rebecca moves, Barbara seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. We also have before us tonight an amendment regarding discharge of weapons. Lee, would you speak to us about that, please?
Yes, ma'am. Following the city attorney's recent review of state law relating to hunting, staff prepared O-25-260, an amendment to Section 46.2 of the Berkeley Lake Code of Ordinances to allow the discharge of bows in certain situations in compliance with state law. The ordinance is up for second read and adoption.
Do I hear such a motion?
Yes, I'd like to move to place O-25-260, an ordinance to amend Section 46-2 regarding discharging weapons, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes on second read, and to adopt the measure.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Chip moves and Scott seconds. Any discussion?
I'd just like to say that I'm not thrilled about this, but I know we have to comport to the state laws. I have concerns about safety for our citizens, and I'm concerned about an increase in poaching in our city.
Anybody else? Okay, all in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We have a Public Works Waste Management Contract Addendum. Lee, could you speak to us about that, please?
Yes, ma'am. The current contract with Waste Management for both commercial and residential waste collection services expires at the end of the year. Under the current contract, there is an annual rate adjustment based on the Consumer Price Index. The proposed contract amendment continues the practice of annual rate adjustments based on the Consumer Price Index with no additional change to rates and extends the term until December 31st of 2028. I ask that you accept the addendum and authorize the mayor to sign it, subject to review and approval by the city attorney.
Do I hear such a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the amendment to the exclusive agreement for services between Waste Management and the City of Berkeley Lake and authorize the mayor to sign it, subject to review and approval by the city attorney.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Barbara moves and Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. Gwinnett County Tax Collection Services. Lee, would you speak to us about that intergovernmental agreement?
Yes, ma'am. The city's agreement with Gwinnett County to bill and collect the city's taxes expires at the end of the year. Before you is an amendment to the agreement for the county to continue providing tax billing and collection services for a 3-year term ending December 31st of 2028. which includes a rate change from $180 per parcel to $310 per parcel. The annual cost for this service is increasing from $2,594 to $4,467. As outlined in the contract, the cost will substantially approximate the cost to the county of providing the service to the city. I ask that you accept the agreement and authorize the mayor to sign it, subject to review and approval by the city attorney.
Do I hear a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the First Amendment to agreement for ad valorem tax billing and collection and authorize the mayor to sign it, subject to review and approval by the city attorney.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Rebecca moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. We have reached the section of our agenda where there are public comments. I would like to comment before I hear from the rest of you, if you don't mind. I want to thank two of our folks here tonight, Scott and Barbara. This is their last meeting as city council members, and both of them have worked long and hard in our community, not just for our city, but for the community itself in various other ways. Prior to being elected to our city council, Scott served multiple terms on the Berkeley Lake Homeowners Association, served as president, vice president, security, and events chairman. For many years, he's provided patriotic music. He's famous for that, y'all. I know you know that. For our city's annual July the 4th parade, and helped orchestrate the kids' games afterward. He's always been generous in providing support and music for community events and has helped with our city's memorial flags and crosses that honor our veterans. Scott has continued to serve as council's liaison to BLHA and has held our city's board position for the Southwest Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. I expect that he'll continue to work with business people and the chamber.
Yep.
Like Scott, Barbara has served on her Homeowners Association's board in Berkeley Walk for a number of years and was a member of their Covenants Committee. She was an officer of the Chapel Board for 5 years, serving as their secretary. She led a successful initiative to rewrite all of the chapel's bylaws, led a group to completely redo the chapel website, and was instrumental in accomplishing a number of fencing and electrical improvements for chapel property. As a master gardener, she helped maintain the flower gardens around the chapel property and currently leads a team that created and maintains a pollinator garden at the elementary school in our city and submitting annual grants that fund it. Before her time on council, Barbara served on our city's Planning and Zoning Commission. I very much appreciate all the efforts of these two very generous public servants for our city and for the larger community, and I know they will continue to find ways to serve. Thank you very, very much, both of you. Are there other public comments? Yes, sir.
May I make a public comment?
You can make a public comment.
I would like to thank both of these council members myself personally for all of the work that they've done over the years. Scott always shows up volunteering for absolutely anything and everything that needs to be done around the city, not just as a city council person. 16 years is well over 100 council meetings. I would not like to hazard a guess as to how many BLHA meetings he's attended. I think he's done the calculations. You can ask him the number. It's a large number. And it's also been very great to have met and worked with Barbara over the past year or more as she's been on our council as well. Thank you very much for your service.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anybody else? 2 minutes, y'all.
Bill Lacey, 147 Lakeshore Drive, and I work with both of these people in various capacities, and I really echo what's been said already. They have gone above and beyond, and appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Anybody else?
Clay Keller, 20 Lakeshore Drive. Just want to add my thoughts in, of gratitude as well. So thanks for all your efforts, your leadership. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Clay. Anybody else?
Becky Kafizakis from 490 Lakeshore. I just wanted to say from George and I, George couldn't make it tonight, we appreciate all that you guys have done for City Council. George, I know, worked with Barbara on P&Z, and we've known Scott for over 20 years. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Becky.
Thanks, Becky. Anybody else? Okay.
Giving a gracious pause to everyone else. Well, I also am here to say thank you to Barbara and Scott. Barbara, it was a pleasure to me to see you serving with the city. During COVID, I was especially grateful for her contribution to the pollinator garden because I was displaced from my main office sitting in the media center and looked out the window every day at that those beautiful blossoms. So thank you for that. Thank you for your service to the city. Scott? If anybody spent any time with Scott, you learn pretty quickly that he has the gift of the gab. He has the very best stories and is never at a loss for words. Well, okay, sometimes the right words, maybe, but words nonetheless. So it was challenging for me to think about a word that I would use to describe you, but if I had to pick one, are you nervous?
A little bit.
It would be generous.
Oh, thank you.
Scott is enormously generous with his talent, his resources, and especially his time. There have been many, many times that I have pressed him into service for DJ services, whether that was at fundraisers or my 40th birthday party just a few short years ago. Many a Halloween party, but most especially for events at the elementary school when I was principal there. My favorite of those, though, was our end-of-year bash in the spring of 2020, right in the throes of COVID when all the children and the teachers were still at home and we were trying to make school work. But we piled into Scott's basement with masks and had the most awesome end-of-year dance party over Zoom with literally hundreds of children. Hundreds. And we sang and we danced and we forgot a while that the world was turned upside down and we didn't know when it was going to be right side up again. So thank you. Many of our families at the school had really had not much connection to the city, and some kids didn't even know there was a lake down here. So when Scott came to the school to DJ for special events, he was really an ambassador for council and for the city, and he really knitted our communities together. Scott, I want to thank you for your many years of official service as a member of City Council, but most especially for your generosity of both time and spirit. Whether you play Son of a Preacher Man or the Cupid Shuffle, you will always be my favorite DJ and one of my favorite humans. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. Anybody else? Two minutes.
Yes, ma'am. My name is John Pendleton. I followed that lady, Leslie Pendleton, who didn't introduce herself. We both live at 385 Lakeshore. It's hard to follow her. I've lived here 21 years, and a few things became apparent to me right away about you, Scott. You had deep roots in Berkeley Lake. When I found out you grew up here, it was amazing. He grew up on the corner up here, or at least part of the time. Scott intended to serve the community. It was obvious to me from the beginning. He's been on BLHA or council the whole time I've lived here. But that's been a small fraction of the contributions you've made. I've seen you do all sorts of other things as well. Now, once I got to know you, it became clear that Kay was the brains of the operation. And you were slavishly devoted to her. Good boy, Scott. Good boy. Keep that up. Whenever I showed up at a get-together, Scott was usually already there. Or he'd set up the music, or he was running home to get some connector or something, and he'd be right back. And I have an indelible image of, in my head of you leading the 4th of July parades with all those speakers bungeed to Kay's car coming down the way here. Here's the thing, Scott participates. He doesn't think government is something someone else does. What Scott knows is that we are the government ourselves. It's not a spectator sport or some abstraction or something we can throw and make jokes or target. He cares. He rolls up his sleeves, just like you, Lois, and you, Rebecca, and you, Barbara, and you, Chip, right? And thank you, Scott. I want to thank all of you. This wonderful little city that we live in owes all of you a great debt. And since Leslie sort of indicated you're a great ambassador to the city, I just want you to know that I will henceforth address you as Ambassador Lee. Mr. Ambassador, thank you very much, and I've been proud to call you a friend.
Thank you, John. Anybody else?
Can I say something? Sure. I'll bookend Chip. I just want to say how much I appreciate Scott and Barbara and how much I've enjoyed getting to know the two of you as partners on the city council. I did not get to know Barbara until she was on our planning and zoning committee, and I have just really valued growing our friendship and getting to know you and just working with you in a professional environment. And Scott, you know, you heard it all from everybody else and ditto on all of that. So I'll miss working with both of you, but thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, y'all are pretty well appreciated,
I think, for sure. We appreciate you greatly. Anybody else? Okay. There being no further business to discuss, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
You'll hear a second.
I'd like to second that.
Scott moves and Barbara seconds. All in favor? Thank you very much. We are adjourned.